From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Myanmar's de facto national leader Aung San Suu Kyi, facing outrage over ethnic violence in the country, will not attend the upcoming UN General Assembly because of the Muslim Rohingya crisis. Samantha Vattis reports.
As international pressure mounts on Myanmar's leader, Aung San Suu Kyi will be a no-show at next week's UN General Assembly. Her office confirming the news on Wednesday, saying she'll miss the meeting in New York as she tries to bring the violent and unstable situation in her country under control. Suu Kyi defended her government's efforts to resolve the Rohingya Muslim crisis at the UN last year. Since then, it's got far worse, and she's being slammed for not doing enough to end the violence, which has been labelled ethnic cleansing. Some critics are even calling for her to be stripped of her Nobel Peace Prize. Hundreds of thousands of minority Muslims have fled the bloodshed, which has killed hundreds. The army calls it a counter-strike after attacks by Rohingya insurgents, but refugees say the army is trying to drive the stateless Muslim minority out of the country.
Correspondent Samantha Vattis. An estimated 370,000 minority Muslims have crossed the border, fleeing a violent military crackdown. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Wednesday the displacement of hundreds of thousands of the members of the Rohingya community can only be described as ethnic cleansing. A young girl detonated a suicide bomb in a mosque in northern Cameroon early Wednesday, killing at least five worshippers and wounding others. The 12- or 13-year-old girl entered the mosques after the first call for prayer, according to the governor of the Mijiawa-Bakari region near the Nigerian border. This is VOA News. UN experts say thousands of migrants are at high risk of enforced disappearance. A special report by the Working Group on Enforced or Involuntary Disappearance accuses states and the international community of turning a blind eye to the crime, which generally goes unreported and unpunished. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA on the report to the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva.
The report finds a direct link between enforced disappearances and migration. In some cases, it says individuals may migrate because they may be at risk of enforced disappearance from their own governments, or they could be abducted during their journey for political or other reasons. It explains enforced disappearance can occur when a migrant is in detention or going through a deportation process. It can be a consequence of smuggling or trafficking. While the phenomenon is widespread, the vice chairman of the Working Group on Enforced Disappearance, Bernard Duhem, tells VOA it is not possible to document its scale and scope. That is because the practice is hidden and takes place in secret. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Two teenagers were electrocuted by their own family in Pakistan after eloping, police say. The so-called honor killings have led to the arrest of both victims' fathers and at least two other relatives who carried out the judgment of a jirga, a local court that's convened to settle local disputes, particularly those related to women. Such tribal councils are illegal but are often honored by local officials. The 15- and 17-year-old ran away August 14th because their families did not approve of their relationship. Hundreds of women are killed every year in Pakistan, often by their own relatives, for going against their family's wishes in matters of love and marriage. U.S. security officials are ordering government agencies to get rid of products and services from Kaspersky Lab, a Moscow-based cybersecurity firm. The Department of Homeland Security issued the directive Wednesday, giving agencies 90 days to comply. And the International Olympic Committee announced Wednesday it would award the 2024 Summer Olympic Games to Paris and the 2028 Games to Los Angeles following a vote at its headquarters in Peru. Los Angeles will be hosting the Games for the third time, Paris for the third time as well. It first hosted the Olympics in 1900. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.